Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para la República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
You want to music.
RD, Colombia. Ew. RD, Colombia.
Hey, how y'all doing? How's life treating you? How was your weekend? I mean, it's up here, man. We're still recovering from the rain. And we got some more this weekend, but not a lot. Thank God for that. We also know we had the Millionaire March Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the first one. In 20 years, what have you discovered about America? What have you discovered about yourself in the 20 years since the first Millionaire March? What did you come to realize about justice? Do you think things changed in the past 20 years or since this country was formed when it comes to the treatment of certain classes? Do you think it got better? Do you think it got worse? What's your take on it? Because my opinion might be biased or it may not be what you think it should be. African Americans are going to be better. Segregation, the Civil Rights Movement, and the King. Since Martin, since Ferguson, since the case in Charleston, South Carolina, or when the guy went into the church and shot people that was attending the study, do you think through time did justice in America got better for a certain class of people? And I'm not being a racist, not a bigot, but I'm keeping it 100. This is what the show is about. Is justice equal? Does the scale tip this way or the other way? Even though Lady Justice has a blind up on her eyes, and the scale is going to be the way, I just feel they go for you. Just keep it real. Thank you for joining Food for the Soul, Clayton Wilson. I'm going to give a shout out to Ruth Wilson Jackson, Stacey, Jason, St. Jennifer, to my nieces and nephew. We heard the slogan, no justice, no peace. Black Lives Matter. The rebirth of the Black Panther Party. So much is going on in America since the birth of America when it comes to racism and the classes. Why is that? Why are we so determined to the end of the country's problem when it comes to genocide, jihad, and Muslims versus Christianity? But in America, it's black versus white, white versus black, Latinos, Asians. It's a big melting pot, but yet still, where's the love? I'm just saying, we all here, so why we can't just fight together and make the country a better country? Why is that?
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y así.
Food for the Soul, man. Homemade chicken enchiladas. Spring chicken salad. talking chocolate chip cookies for the dessert. Food for the soul thought. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Once again, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Now, back to the show. I'm going to go ahead and talk to African Americans directly to one way or other, but we, as a people, have to pull together. I said, shows. You have to take control of your money to have power to parties.
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa pe.
One thing is this: we all been bamboozled with the education system. How many people own student loans? You thought when you get a degree that you was gonna get a better job. And life is going to be kind of on easy street. That's what we've been sold. But as we all know, everybody I talk to that got student loans or went to college to get a degree, that is going to get a better job, found out that there is no better job. Why is that? $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, BA degree, master's degree, PhD degree, and you still end up making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. That ain't no money, because guess what? You still got to live. You still paying house note or rent, car note, car insurance, cell phone bill, health insurance, and please don't have no kids. And please don't let a natural disaster happen like all the rain over the weekend. It rained 4 days straight. What I'm saying is, where's the justice in this America living? Why some people been working for a company for 10, 15, 20 years, still can't get into management? Think about this. Why is that? They've been with the company 10, 15, 20 years and still a regular employee. Why is that? Why are our young kids going to school, jacking around, not getting the education they need to get a better life? Can't read it right on a third grade level. Don't you know that's how they're building the prison system? More prisons are built every day because our kids can't read and write. Parents, why are you not taking time to teach your children how to read and write? You so busy buying them PlayStation 2, 3, 4, Nintendo 4 and 5, all the new video games you're getting them, but they can't read and write. What good is that? Don't you know we're in a global economy, a global market? You compete with people from China, India, Africa. I just said it's open again. What is justice? At the end of the day, when you go, my fellas out here, they're out here selling drugs, gangbanging, shooting, robbing, killing, stealing, getting on child support. The system wasn't designed for you to pay. It was designed for you to fail. But you keep failing because you see it. But you keep doing the same dumb thing every day. Why is that? When you going to grow up? When you going to realize that you got to work hard to get ahead? You cannot buy things outside
of your income to impress who? And why do you got to impress so many people? That you got it together because you got a Mercedes? That makes you a bigger person? I mean, you got low self-esteem because the car don't make you. You made the car. Think about it. Why go out and get a car that you can't afford to impress who? A woman? Your friend? So people can brag when you said such and such got a Mercedes. Man, why don't you start a business? What is justice really? Why don't you go to, I mean, I know I talked about student loans, but sometimes you need education to get certain jobs. Why don't you try being a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist? Start your own business. If you can't hustle drugs every day, you're telling me you can't hustle cologne, washing cars, cleaning houses? I mean, get a legit job, create a legit job. What is justice? The name of the show about what is justice? First of all, you got to create an atmosphere for you to grow in, for your people to grow in. Selling drugs is destroying your neighborhood. Crack AIDS, crack parents or crack babies. People get strung out. People robbing people support a habit. Is that good? No. Now you go to the judge. You got all this stuff on your record. If you keep becoming a repeat offender, they're going to throw the book at you. Have you not noticed that they're releasing 6,000 inmates by next year that got convicted of selling drugs, that got high overrated sentences? When you do these crimes, they're giving you the maximum time they can give you. They're not even trying to give you a break. So do you love your mama? Do you love your daddy? Do you love your auntie? Do you love your kids even? Or you just love, I'm out here trying to get that paper doll. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to get it how I live. I'm like, do you want these Jordans? Don't you know Michael Jordan got millions of dollars tied up in the prison system? I'm being real. I ain't knocking the man for what he do. But all the odds are against you. The laws weren't written for you. The representation don't give a dog about you. When you go before the judge, you know he don't really care because he's going to give you 5 to 10 for anything if he can. When you go to the prison system, dude, they don't feed you 3 meals a day no more. They feed you 2. And it's not good meals. They give you sour milk. Do you want sour milk? Do you think that's cute? Do you think it's cute that your parents can't see you every day? They got to drive so far to see you for an hour or two on Sunday if they can. Man, the justice in America sucks for black people. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not saying I hate white people. No, don't say that. But I'm being real with our people. Man, they're giving us time. They're giving us real time. In South Carolina, the hands are one, the hands are all. If somebody did a crime and you get caught with that person, you might catch the same charge. So if somebody kills somebody, and you so happen to be in the car with that person, and you didn't know nothing about it, they can charge you with accessory to murder, too. So that means your boy just got you 5 to 10 to 15 years for 5 minutes a ride. Is it really worth your life? You can't afford a lawyer. Lawyer, let me tell you something. A lawyer going to charge you $100 to $200 an hour. Each hour he worked for you, $100 to $200 an hour. Plus, you got to pay a down payment of $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 for him to even take the case. Do you have that kind of money lying around to give somebody? But that don't stop there. Because you go some time. You might not get all the time. But guess what? When you go to jail and get a record, you can't get certain jobs. You can't get state jobs, federal jobs. You got to get crappy jobs. If you don't have education or the wit to start your own business, that you should have started from the beginning. I'm saying it. Stop thinking for today. Think for tomorrow. Is it really worth saying slinging crack, power, weed, pills? If you get caught in the school zone, that's another. They catch you with a gun, that's a charge. They catch you in school, that's a charge. They get you a distribution, that's a charge. Man, when they get with you, you have about 10, 5, their job is to tackle many charges as they can to get you much time as they can. They're not going to just charge you with the lighter crime. They're going for the harder crime. They're not, if they can get a felony out of a misdemeanor, that's what they're going to go for. They're trying to send you to prison. Because guess what? The federal government gave the state $30,000 per inmate. It's been known for judges to get kickbacks for giving you sentences from corporations. The prisons are owned by corporations. And guess what y'all doing? Y'all being slaves. Y'all getting caught with all this stuff to be a slave. Slavery hasn't left the building. They put it in the form of prison. Do you really want to be a slave? People die for you not to be a slave, and you turn around and be a slave anyway? How stupid is you? Think about this. If you know history, you know they went to Africa or the Indian continent and took people in shackles and chains and brought them to this country as slaves, sold them on blocks to the highest bidder for free labor. They were property of slave owner. Nothing changed. You are property of the state. Owner, state. What changed? The name. The owners changed to the state. The state get kickbacks from the federal government. They also get kickbacks from corporations. Don't you know they charge for everything in prison? Everything is big business. And guess what? They take a, man, don't let them take advantage of your people, your mama, you. Because when you get out, you got to pay that money back. You may not know that. Who is justice really for? You do your bid, your time, your sentence. Then you got to see a probation officer. Then they put you on fines. They call it restitution, fines, whatever. You got to pay them to drug test you to keep you straight. You got to pay them to watch you on a curfew. You got to go through rehab. You got to pay for that. Nothing is free. When you put yourself through all this trouble because you want to hustle. Have you not seen anybody been successful hustling? Either you end up two places, prison or dead in prison. Is it really worth it? Is the system designed for you? No. Do better. You see it? You see how things are going? They're shooting you in the back. They're shooting you in the front. They're shooting you in sight. And you're so stupid. You're not catching it. You're trying to be cool. Then the heck with being cool? Be smart. Get your education. Parents, make sure your children read their books every day. Stop this baby mama nonsense, this baby daddy nonsense. Y'all better get together and make sure your kids have a brighter future. Apple really care about you buying their $300-$400 phone? No. They don't care. But guess what? You're going broke, making them rich. You can't afford that, but guess what? They don't care. Do you have $400 in your savings account right now? No. No. But guess what? You got an iPhone. You got a Galaxy 7. You got all the high-tech toys out there. You go out there and buy them. First of all, if you're working at a gas station or a fast food joint, and you got them why is you buying all these high-priced phones? For who? You have to think about your future. You have to invest in your kids' future. You can't keep up with somebody that's a CEO, high education. I know you do it to make yourself feel good. But if you are a certain age and you have no money in retirement, why in the world are you talking about Jordan, iPhones, brand new cars, living in an apartment, can't pay your bills on time? Are you being real with yourself? Honestly, are you being really real with yourself? But that's okay. Keep on. All you're doing is being grievous, bringing your children in the world with no education, no future. They're out here trying to hustle. They're out here robbing, out here stealing, out here getting shot. out here killing people, getting in the prison system, making other people rich, and you get poor. And they don't care about what you do when you get out. They tell the truth about it. They want you to come back. They don't care. They got a bed waiting for you. They got a bed for you right now. If you do a crime, they got a bed waiting for you. They want you to do the crime. They don't care because they're going to give you the time. Oh, yeah, they're going to give it to you. And some people, so crazy, they do the same thing over and over again, two or three times. You know, in South Carolina, if something's got three strikes and you out, if that means if you commit three felonies, they don't care what the felony is. If you commit three felonies, you get life imprisonment. That's your reward. Lifetime slave member. Do you really want that for yourself? Do you want to get treated like a dog or animal? Get feed slop? Get treated any kind of way? Get disrespected? Can't see your baby mama? Can't see your little boo thing? Can't see your mama? Can't see your kids? Is you really that selfish? Get past yourself for a change. Get over you. It's not about you. Think about your kids. Think about your grandmama. Think about the people in your church. Think about the people that love you more than you love yourself. Do you really want to throw your life away? For what? Bragging rights? Anybody that had been in prison for over 10 years, was it really worth it? And they're always going to tell you no, it was not really worth it. Thank you for listening to Food for the Soul with Chefron Mulcaine Weldon. It's going to be a guest calling, 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. Email, if you want to leave an email or feedback, weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. I was watching 60 Minutes today. A dude did 30 to 40 years for a murder he did not do on death row. The prosecutor got rich. The judge got rich. He got sent into prison for a crime he didn't do. The jury was white. The defense lawyer was white. The prosecutor was white. The judge was white. He was white. They went in the end. Yeah. Then the dude died of lung cancer. Ain't that something? They throw an innocent man in jail 30 to 40 on death row. He didn't got time to spend with his children, his grandchildren, his mom, his grandmama, his cousins. He missed out on a lifetime because guess what? He was black. That's his friend. 30 to 40. There's been a lot of people. They do not care about you. You've been trying to educate yourself on how to think. You've got to be smart. You can't be crazy enough. I don't care. Do you want to spend 5, 10, 15 years for property? This thing is for real. This ain't no joke. You're trying to sell this back, trying to sell this weed, trying to sell this product, trying to get quick dollars, trying to rob somebody. Is it really worth it? Is it really? No, it's not worth it. You get past yourself. People get set up every day for the opiate dope, and you sit around here playing around, joking around, like you're so smart. I don't get caught. But what if you do get caught? What happens then? What happens when you get caught? So you ain't going to get caught because you're going to get caught. That's the sad part. Then you're going to say, it's the white man keeping me down. No, fool, you keeping yourself down. Once again, to be a calling, 646-915-9934. 646-915-34. Me up on my email, wlnr112@gmail.com. That's wlnr112@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. share it with anybody. This is for real. We got to do better. To strive better. We got to take care of each other down. We got to build each other up, because at the end of the day, it's all about the money, the power, and the respect. That's all it's all about. Remember what I'm saying? Remember that. Grow on that. Learn from that. Be good. Be blessed. Take care.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. De la cate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, ay.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
You want some music? Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área.